This is Twit.
iPhone 8, 5.8-inch display, the biggest display Apple's ever offered. The first time Apple's ever done an OLED display. It is bezel-less. There is no lip at the bottom, no shoulder at the top, but there is a rather wide.
iPhone 8 or iPhone 10?
Did I say 8? 10.
I think you said 8. Yeah.
See, this is why it should have been the iPhone Pro. I'm just saying. Gruber, did you read Gruber about that leak? Somebody, an Apple employee, it's believed, gave out the super secret URLs of the Goldmaster.
Probably excommunicated from the country.
And of the Goldmaster of iOS 11, apparently that had all the information, including the names of the phones. And Apple says, the worst leak in our history is terrible. You know, M.G. Siegler wrote a good piece on Medium saying, look, it's the job of the press to report this. There's a lot of interest from everybody, from potential purchasers to financial markets. You can't expect the press to do the job of the PR and, you know, not say a word. That employee will probably be fired if they can figure out who it is, and I have no doubt that they can figure out. I thought it was a honeypot.
Right.
I thought, oh, no, that's not the real numbers. They put that out so that whoever released it now is, but no, it wasn't. It wasn't. There's MG's column. How do you like them apples? So it is the 10. It's an X, but it's Tim said 10. Just okay. Like, but see, they dropped the 10 from Mac OS, right?
The Final Cut Pro 10 is 10.
Is it still 10?
It's not X.
Okay. And I personally thought, well, they've got pros for every other product in the line. The Mac Pro, the iMac Pro, the MacBook Pro, the iPad Pro. Why don't they have an iPhone Pro? It seemed, but maybe they don't want to imply Pro. Maybe they just, in fact, in a way, X implies like the X factor or like like Google's X, you know, R&D division. It's kind of the future phone. So maybe that's
what X files. Yeah, or the Tesla X.
Tesla.
It's good. Yeah. It's you easily when you call something like the iMac Pro or the MacBook Pro, people kind of know what you're talking about. You're talking about, hey, it's got a kick-ass CPU and this is going to have more expandability. What does a Pro phone mean? Right. You know, so it's not important, but I feel as though if I give it more thought, I didn't give it more thought. I felt as though that would have been a very, very good bet to have made.
X, you mean? But 10.
10, X. Now you've got me. I've actually made a note to add to the emails that I'm sending people I know at Apple saying, is it the X or is it the 10?
Well, that's one of the reasons I didn't think they would name it that, because for years people have called it Mac OS X when it's clearly OS 10.
I think it's always, well, just like Mac OS X, it's never, remember that they didn't call it the Mac OS XI. You know, when they went to Mac OS 11, it's still Mac OS X.
It was always Mac OS 10.
They changed it to Mac OS nothing.
Right. Now it's nothing.
That's true.
But there was always Mac OS 10. It was always wrong to call it Mac OS X.
We're letting them inside our heads. They've won.
But Tim, I listened. He said iPhone 10. It is the 10th anniversary iPhone, so it makes sense in that respect. But I agree, Andy, that the letter X, even if it's not pronounced that way, does reflect better on what this phone really is, which is the experimental, the extreme, the future phone.
Right? I also think that iPhone 8 or iPhone 9 will be the last one in that series. So I think I think you'll get one more that looks like the iPhone 8 before the iPhone 10 is this kind of. And I think what's interesting about what Apple did there is that, you know, like a lot of us got upset. I still have my old MacBook Pro because I don't want to give up my. They jumped pretty far ahead with the MacBook Pro, and there's a lot of people that resisted that. Whereas if the iPhone 10 was the only thing they had released, I think it would have been a lot of blowback. I think they're going to want to do that one more time, and then I think but I think that the form factor that you see with the iPhone 8 will have one more that kind of ties that group together, and the iPhone 10 then represents everything for the next decade.
No blush gold, just silver and black. No rose gold. The rumors had a third color, but we also heard from Ming-Chi Kuo in the Wall Street Journal. They were having a lot of difficulty making this. In fact, Ming-Chi Kuo says they can only do about 10,000 a day, which means this will be in very short supply. In fact, this isn't available for order till the end of October, and it won't arrive till beginning of November. So you can't even get one next week.
Right.
Everything else we mentioned so far You can order this Friday, September 19th.
And obviously, I doubt that was the plan. I think it's just the manufacturing is so complicated that it took
time. I still wonder how much of that is just due to the reject rate on the screen, for instance.
Right.
You have this weird kind of cut in that screen.
Really? Because I feel like these OLED screens have been made for so long, they're not making them. They're buying them from Samsung and LG, and they're well known. These are not. This is not new technology by any means.
I think that. I think the sensors, the calibration. I think there's a lot of things.
The Wall Street Journal said they're a month off because they tried to put a fingerprint reader in it, and it failed.
Right.
And so that just put them back a month. That's all. Nothing more complicated than that.
I don't know. I mean, where would they put a fingerprint reader on it? If they were committed to that full-size screen, you're limited to just putting it in the back. And
under the screen. Under the screen. That was the technology they wanted to implement. There are patents for such technologies, not Apple's.
Oh, okay.
And the story from the Wall Street Journal is they tried and ended up scrapping it. And that set them back a month in the production cycle.
I don't know. It depends on what their timeline was for having to lock down that decision, because I really doubt that they would have done Face ID plus Touch ID in the same device, especially given that they were made the point that this is accuracy of having someone who is not you unlocking this phone with biometrics by Face ID is 1 in 1 million, and they put it at 1 in 50,000 for Touch ID. It really does seem as though they were moving towards Face ID as a replacement for Touch ID all along. I guess we'll find out a lot when iFixit does their teardown, because there are times where you do a teardown of a phone and you say, isn't that interesting that they decided to route this wiring harness this way? It's almost as if there was room for something that they didn't put in at the last minute.
Yeah, you're right. That would be the.
I'm sure they have their sources. I'm sure that the Wall Street Journal is sure. I'm just putting in the context of I don't understand how a Touch ID underneath the screen could have proceeded that far and resulted in a iPhone 10 that we saw that's been delayed for a month, as opposed to something that was delayed until January or something that doesn't have Face ID.
And it's not merely the delay, because the other question is. Is Ming-Chi Kuo right? They can only make 10,000 a day, because that's only 300,000. What is it? No, 3 million a month is what is 10,000 times 30. Yeah. And so 3 million a month is not 300,000 a month. So that's not coming anywhere near to what the demand would be for this phone.
Right. And I think that might be the reason that people buy the 8 is because they can't get
the
10.
X. Yeah.
You know, I think the 10 could be,
I'm going to call it the X just to drive Apple crazy and to make Andy happy.
But you're looking at only 3 or 4 million capacity right now. I mean, obviously they could increase the capacity, but if they
can only make 300,000 a month.
Well, but
even in 5 years, you don't make the enough to.
Well, that's where they're at now. So it could definitely increase.
We just finished talking about how there have never been more models of iPhone in the price list ever. So that in itself can be a way of addressing here's how we're going to address shortages, by making sure that people who don't necessarily want an iPhone 8, but they have to buy it because we don't have the iPhone 7 still in the price list, they can still buy an iPhone 7. I really think they are going to still be walking people towards the iPhone 8 as the default purchase. And we're also assuming that if they had the ability that they can think about all the different pieces of hardware that are now new pieces of hardware that are on the iPhone X, that you have to have this new IR emitter. You have this new illuminator. You have to have this new dot projector. You have to have this new all this stuff that has to be in there. These are all components that have to be sourced and that have to work. And so it's very possible that they just simply cannot get enough of these projectors or enough of these whatever it is to meet that kind of demand. And especially for something that costs $1,000 at the minimum buy-in, that's perfectly okay by Apple there's still probably enough profit in there that they'll still get their money back and then some, as well as elevating the prestige of the entire iPhone line this way.
Well, the reality is if you get even to the limit, if let's say they limit it to two iPhones, for the first 6 months, you'll probably be able to buy two and sell one for twice as much as the retail value and have a free phone.
What about face recognition? What do you guys think about that? Is it kind of what we thought it would be? Is it going to be effective and secure? Are you accepting Apple's promise that it's only 1 in 1 million people could unlock your phone?
I agree. Especially if it's resampling all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a lot. They touched a lot of really good bases there. Things as simple as it does not work if your eyes are not open. It does not work if you're not looking directly at the phone. So that means that the stuff that I was worried about a few weeks ago, which is what if you're at Customs and Border Control and the agent just simply picks up your phone off the desk and simply thrusts it into your face, and now they've unlocked your phone and they can do whatever forensics they want on it. Your kid is not going to be able to unlock your phone while you're napping on the couch to buy games. It does a dot projection, and so it has to be a 3D object. It doesn't look like it necessarily has to be a living 3D object, because they had at least one part of that act was showing how they made these really photorealistic masks. So they're not necessarily looking for this thing to be throwing off heat.
Well, I know they have an infrared camera there.
So they could. They could sense.
Yeah, there's an infrared camera there.
We've seen devices that do that. In fact, I think Windows Hello does that.
There's an infrared sensor on it so that it should be able to know whether it's warm or not.
Yeah. Remember that's there because the dot projection has to be invisible to the naked eye. So if it were super sensitive, it has to be make sure that the dot pattern is much, much, much brighter than whatever the heat level of the person's skin is. I'm not saying that it would be even practical for somebody to try to create a 3D mask of somebody to unlock their phone. I'm just saying it would be interesting to see how far they went into it. But they also made the point that if the things that will increase false positives are if you have an identical twin. They did have the Spock and Mirror Universe Spock, and also implying that family members with a very close facial similarity. This is why a strong password is always a good idea. A couple other data points, 30,000 infrared dots are used to create the map. It uses multiple neural networks for face ID that are on the device, so it's not sending your face map elsewhere. Also, it's storing your face ID map inside the secure enclave, just like with Touch ID. So all the things that made Touch ID secure and trustworthy will also work with this. So given that they said that pair this with a really good password, it's not a replacement for passwords. It's just a replacement for Touch ID. And I'm pretty happy with what they said today.